You're now listening to the English News of Gangtae Radio and Television Station. On December 12, Mr. Nguyễn Văn Hiếu, alternate member of the Party Central Committee, secretary of Gangtae City Party Committee, along with leaders of the People's Committee and city departments, had a meeting with Mr. Andrew Goletzinowski, Australian ambassador to Vietnam. The meeting is an opportunity to promote and strengthen the development of cooperative relations between the city and Australian partners. On December 12, a summary conference to evaluate the effectiveness of pilot models and activities deployed by the WHO in Gangtae City in the period of 2017-2023 was held by the Gangtae City Center for Disease Control. On the morning of December 13, the Vice Chairman of Gangtae City People's Committee, Mr. Nguyễn Thực Hiện, chaired the meeting to review the organization of activities commemorating the 20th anniversary of Gangtae becoming a century-run city. As Gangtae approaches its 20th anniversary of becoming a century-run city, some emulation movements as well as practical activities have been planned, resulting in a lively mood that permeates the entire city. In anticipation of the special art program, The Colors of Tây Đô, which is scheduled for the evening of December 31st, the units are presently training for the parade, building floats, and practicing art exhibition, putting together drone light shows and firework displays. The Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development on December 12 held a ceremony to launch a project on developing 1 million hectares of high-quality, low-emission rice linked with green growth in the Mekong Delta region by 2030. A major rice-producing area in the nation, the Mekong Delta produces 24 to 25 million tons of rice annually. However, the cultivation of rice results in significant emissions of greenhouse gases, which degrades the quality of the surrounding air. Thus, to fulfill Vietnam's international obligation, the project intends to create 1 million hectares of specialized, high-quality, low-emission rice growing areas, restructure the production system following the value chain, apply sustainable farming practices to add value, develop the rice industry, enhance production and business efficiency, improve the income and quality of life of rice grower, protect the environment, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The Mekong Delta region has so far had over 2,000 OCOP products recognized with 3 stars or more, accounting for 18.8% of the country's total OCOP products. According to the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development, localities in the Mekong Delta have prioritized the development of traditional products, typical products associated with the benefits of concentrated raw materials, such as fruits, seafood, rice, etc., to develop unique products with distinctive nuances of the region. The Department of Climate Change, Ministry of Natural Resources and Environment, in collaboration with the Global Green Growth Institute, recently organized a seminar on sustainable cooling solutions in urban areas in Gangtae City. The Department of Climate Change, in collaboration with the United Nations Environment Programme and the Global Green Growth Institute, is supporting the development of urban cooling action plans in 2 pilot cities, Gangtae and Tam Kỳ in Quảng Nam Province, to offer climate-friendly cooling solutions for Vietnam cities. As a result, these 2 cities will receive legislative support as well as the best insulation and natural cooling options available. The 2 pilot locations can create long-term resilient strategies to safeguard those susceptible to extreme heat and enhance the general health of the metropolitan population through the program activities. Gangtae City Innovation Startup Festival 2023, TechFest Gangtae 2023, has just taken place at the Turtle Hall in Gangtae University. The Vice Chairman of the City People's Committee, Mr. Nguyễn Ngọc Hè, stated in his opening remarks that the city had focused particularly on science and technology in recent years, encouraging communication efforts on eco-innovation startups and fostering connections with over 14 startup support groups and incubators. The Department of Transport of Gangneung City has declared that traffic through the old Doingai Bridge will cease on December 14, 2023 to facilitate the construction of the new bridge. Doingai Bridge is part of Provincial Road 923 construction, upgrading and expansion project. The city's Department of Transport mandates that cars use the temporary bridge, which is located around 10 meters from the old bridge, to maintain traffic safety. Traffic will be limited on December 14, 2023, starting at 7:30 a.m. until an announcement is made on the return of regular traffic. Those driving are asked to abide by directive and traffic laws issued by the appropriate authorities while the new Doingai Bridge is being built. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.